Fishing by Paul Kenny.
The river flows, it flows to the sea. Wherever that river goes, that's where I want to be. Flow, river, flow. Let your waters wash down. Take it from this road to some other town.
Hello? When? Yeah. Okay, Catherine. Okay, I'll ring you when I get to Sheffield.
Your dad?
He's coughing up blood.
Have they taken him in?
She's called an ambulance. Will you ring the office for me? Let Susan know what's happening. She has my diary. Tell her I'll leave my mobile on for emergencies.
Drive carefully. You had the lion's share of the Chianti last night.
Don't worry, I'll give you a call when I get there.
Give him my love. The old bugger.
How is he?
He's behind there, terrorising the doctor. I was just off to get us some tea. Fancy one?
Oh, I could murder one, Kath, thanks.
What's that, a bloody knitting needle? Oh, for Christ's sake. I told her not to ring you.
It's good to see you too, Dad.
I must be at death's door if he's here.
You need to get used to the idea that you'll be in here for a couple of days, Mr. Barton. We need to get that blood count up a bit if we can.
A couple of days? But I've got Carol Vorderman picking me up at 8 tonight to take me to Duke. There's a 60s turn on and bingo. Then it's back to her place for coffee and rampant sex.
How is he?
Don't you go keeping her. You've got to be at school for 9, haven't you, love? Do your mum and dad know you play with them needles?
Dad!
We'll do some more blood tests later today. In the meantime, try and rest.
So, how are you feeling?
I felt better. How are Sheila and kiddies?
They're fine. Sheila sends her love.
Been having a bit of rain, haven't you?
Yeah, and next village up were flooded for a couple of days. Kids couldn't get to school.
Not the best tea you'll ever drink, but better than nothing.
It's like cat's pee.
You're welcome.
I haven't had a decent cup of tea since your mother died.
They're suggesting he goes into St. Augustine's hospice.
An hospice?
Don't worry, it's not going to cost you anything. Sorry. They're worried about him going home, being on his own.
He's not on his own though, is he? You're only round the corner from him.
I'm no nurse, Philip. I can't look after him like they can in those places. I can't see to his medication and that.
Thought they had community nurses for all that.
He's going downhill fast, Philip. He's going to need constant care. I can't cope with all that on my own. The lifting, the waiting for him to...
It's okay, Kath. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have taken it for granted you'd look after him. Sorry.
It's okay for you, Phil. You can come and go as you please. I'm stuck with it, day in, day out.
What?
It was rushed in 3 weeks ago.
Why didn't you call me?
The daft bugger knows you're busy. Said he didn't want to worry you, made me promise.
I don't believe it. My own father.
Perhaps if you rang more often.
You know, Kath, I don't choose to be so busy. I'm working on a huge project at the moment. I know it's all relative, but I've got so many people depending on me. If I get my sums wrong on this one, then 2,000 people lose their jobs. But everyone's under the cosh at the moment.
I know, love. He does too. He loves you, you know. Thinks the world of you. Always has done. Silly old sod just doesn't know how to show it, that's all.
I love him too.
I know you do, Phil. But you're going to have to start showing it. Like I said, he's not going to be around for much longer.
I know. And I appreciate it can't be easy for you, Kathy. He's a demanding bastard at the best of times, eh?
Aye, he is. Let's go and see if he's awake.
God, he looks old.
He looks so frightened, Philip. I've never seen that look on his face before. Insisted on walking to the ambulance, wouldn't be carried.
Jesus, what's he like, eh?
I can hear you both, you know. I might be on my way out, but I'm not bloody deaf. Just resting my eyes.
We got you this front shop. Thought you might fancy a read if you're going to be in for a couple of days.
Looks good, son. Thanks.
Wasn't sure if you'd read it.
I've read a similar one. About a bloke who builds his own plane. Tries to fly it round the world. Crash lands in Russia. Falls for a local lass. And tour him fixed plane and complete journey together.
Can't be much left to do these days.
Nah. Not for me, there ain't.
Take your time, Dad. You know you've only to ask.
Bloody right carry on is this. We has dignity in this, eh? I just wish they'd leave me a big bottle of them smarties they gain, right? I'd be no trouble to Nobby then. That next poor bleeder up bed.
Anyways, what do you want to be doing crash-landing halfway across the world? I bet you can't get a decent pint of bitter in Russia. You'll go mad in a couple of days.
Still, I'd be all right for a shot of vodka. I keep having this recurring dream about when me and lads used to fish river with them in '50s. On a good day, you might even hit a tench or two before a bellyful at Royal in Tattersall. I don't know if it's drugs or what, but it's so vivid. I can feel tension on line. Smelt fish slime on me hands and froth on beer. Kingston's it were. One of the only places you could get it. Probably don't make it no more. But then I wake up and I'm here. With everything in memory while I worked.
It's a bank holiday in a couple of weeks.
If the weather's half decent, I could take you up to one of your old aunts if you feel up to it. I could take you up and work on my laptop from the car while you do a couple of hours fishing. Might even get the chance to buy you a quick pint.
On a bank holiday? Nah, roads would be too busy. It wouldn't be worth it.
Well, don't say I didn't offer.
Go for it, Dad. It'd be nice for you two to spend a bit of time together. Still got your stuff, haven't you?
I've still got me tackle, if that's what you mean. That's if them bloody smackheads haven't raided me shed while I've been in here.
I'll set off early so I can pick up your tackle and some bait before I,
Pick me up from hospice. I'm not daft. I know I'm not going home from here. I'll sort him some petrol out.
I don't want your money. It's okay.
Excuse me. I just wanted to change your water jug.
Thanks, love.
It's like bloody Heathrow Airport in here.
Busy?
Nah. Full of bloody foreigners.
Jesus, Dad, do you have to?
I tell you, you'll need a bleeding passport to get in these places soon.
What difference does it make where someone comes from, for Christ's sake? These foreigners have been up all night looking after you.
There's this one doctor. Can't understand a word he's saying.
Have you heard yourself speak?
Doubt he even knows what I'm in for.
Look, I'm not sitting here listening to this. In a few weeks' time, when you're screaming in pain, I'll tell them you don't want a foreign doctor to help you. We'll soon...
Stop it! That's enough. You sure you have to get straight off? You look tired.
I best get back, Kath. I've got an early start in the morning and I'm playing catch-up as it is. Let me know as and when they move into hospice. I'll talk to Sheila and call in for the keys on bank holiday if he's well enough.
You'll still take him?
For your sake, Kath.
Philip.
What?
Do it for his sake, not mine. And yours.
The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
So, boys, are we all set for our little adventure, then? I've had a word with the doctor, and provided he doesn't tire himself out, he should be fine. He's had his medication, and this should see him through to bedtime.
When I get my favourite bedtime story. And if I'm really good, a cup of cocoa.
Oh, I am sorry, Mr. Barton. I'm talking as if you're not here, aren't I, now?
Well, not to worry, love. I won't be for much longer. Then you can talk about me till your little heart's content.
Dad!
I suppose you don't like to get too attached at patients, eh? I bet it's a bugger at Christmas time. What do you do? Leave it till the last minute to write your cards out? Or do you do it in pencil in case they pop off in night?
Now, Mr. Barton, there's no need to be getting all morbid in front of your son now, is there?
Oh, I am sorry. Were I being morbid? What am I like, eh? No thought for nobody else, that's me. Still, chin up, eh? Won't grumble and all that. Not with me having so much to be thankful for.
Dad, let's go.
I mean, here's me with a good 4 weeks to live. Getting all morbid. I don't know.
Let's get going, Dad. It's your time.
Precisely.
Sorry, Dad. I thought this route would have been easier since they opened the new bypass at Easter.
Aye. You and 40,000 others, son.
It might be clear after we pass the motorway junction. Most of this lot will be heading for the coast.
It's okay, son. At least I got out of that place for a while. It's time, you see. Suddenly it's so precious. Drives you mad. You always know life's time limited, but you never really appreciate it till you're given a date and you know for sure. Suddenly every day becomes precious. You can almost hear the seconds counting down. Last week our Kath took me for some shoes, and they were the first thing I'd bought in my life that I knew would outlast me. I found myself looking at things around me and wondering if I'll outlive them. Flowers in garden, or even programmes on telly. A new 6-part series on the world's greatest civilization. And you suddenly realise you won't catch last episode. The worst had to be the other day when I found myself staring at half a bottle of ketchup on the table. I know there's nothing you can do about it, but I hate sense that my life's already over. I've no say in it no more. Can't even end my days in my own home. Watch what I want on telly. Eat what I want. Fart when I want, for Christ's sake. You've seen how they treat you in that place. Like leaving kids just because you're dying.
Steady, Dad.
I'm okay. Philip.
What is it, Dad?
I could stay out longer.
I know, but the roads, we'd never...
No, I mean, I've been storing tablets. For the end.
Your medication?
Aye. For ultimate rainy day towards the end. I spit one out now and again when I can stand pain. I've got a tidy pile of Smarties in my bedside cabinet. Gives me a sense of being in control. And it's nice not being off my head all the time.
Don't know what to say, Dad.
I'm just saying. I could stay out longer. If I got a chance to get out there. Wouldn't have to be dictated to by doctors and nurse either.
I better get you back, Dad.
Do you fancy a corn curry? It won't take me long.
What the kids had?
Oh, the usual rubbish. Fish fingers, chips and beans.
Is there any left? I fancy something basic.
Fish fingers and chips, eh? You've been spending too much time with your dad. Is that what they mean by going back to your roots?
I don't know him, Sheila. The man's dying and I don't know him. We've nothing in common. He's a stranger to me. Is this all the ketchup?
It's all there is, I'm afraid. You might just squeeze the last few drops out, if you're patient.
Oh, you'll have to bear with me on this, she.
What about your dinner?
I've got some arrangements to make.
Ta-da!
It's a barge.
It's a narrow boat, Dad. Our home and fishing base for the next week.
What?
You did pack all of your smarties, like I said.
Aye. A bloody week on your own floating hospice.
So, what's the crack then, Captain?
I reckon we head up Fosdyke Navigation, then onto River Witham to Tattersall, where there's a huge tent with my name on it, and a couple of pints of Kingston's waiting for me. Planning, kid. That's what it's all about. None of great adventurers would have done it without planning.
You can say that again, Dad.
I don't suppose you have unions in your game.
Sorry?
I take it you're not in a union.
No, Dad.
Well, it can't be right having to work at this time when we're supposed to be spending some time together.
Well, given that I walked out on a big account at short notice to kidnap you from Everbrawn, I don't think I'd have much of a case even if I was.
I were in a union every working day of my life.
And a fat lot of good that did you, eh?
Well, none of us could have imagined what Thatcher were going to do to us, could we?
Oh, come off it, Dad. It wasn't her fault. The world changed and you and the miners took your eyes off the ball. It was nothing to do with the Tories. We moved to a global economy and your precious union sold you down the river because you refused to adapt or compromise.
Compromise? I didn't see many of your lot doing 16-hour shifts 6 days a week in a steel mill with me and my mates just to stay competitive.
Give over, Dad. You said yourself you didn't actually work those hours. You were busy sleeping or playing cards half the time.
Look, how much would you and your lot want for being in that environment all day, eh? Not for working, just for being there, up to your neck in muck and sweat. 16 hours a day away from your wife and kids. I never bloody saw you. How old's your eldest now?
Henry, you mean? Well, he's 13.
13. Well, do you know something, Philip? I can't bloody well picture you at that age. I've no recollection of you. I spent all them hours away from you making sure you had a roof over your head and food on table and clothes on your back. You know that's why men carry photos of the kids in the wallets. So we don't forget what the bleeding kids look like while we're at work.
And you try telling the kids of today that.
And they won't believe you.
I got you these. They're the posh ones with the widgets in the bottom. You'll have to drink them out of the can, though. There aren't any pint glasses on board, I'm afraid.
Cheers, son. It's a bit warm. You'll have to cool them for 10 minutes to stop them doing that.
Fridge is tiny, Dad. It were like doing a Rubik's Cube trying to get a pint of milk and a tub of butter in there. I might be able to get one in at a time.
Nah, you're all right, son. They don't taste much better cold, either. You can't beat a proper ample pint. You're not having one, then?
No, thanks, Dad. I got myself a bottle of wine.
Do you not drink beer no more?
Sometimes.
Mind you, beer's shite down south, isn't it?
Christ, Dad, I just fancied a glass of wine, that's all. If I'd known I was going to be drinking with the beer police, I might not have bothered.
I just can't see the point of it, that's all.
What do you mean?
Well, one drink and it's gone for a start.
You could always try sipping it. Anyway, it's stronger than beer.
Is it? Still a bloody woman's drink, though.
Look, do you want to go and find a pub for one?
Nah, I'll be fine with these. Well, a couple of halves won't hurt, will it? They might even sell Kingston's round here if we look, eh? I can't remember when we last went for a pint together. Anyway, it'd be nice to get off this bloody boat for an hour or so. It's like a bleeding prison cell in here.
Chairs on the bank. Do you think you can make it okay in the wet?
I'll manage, son. Bloody rain's not stopped all day, has it?
I think we'd better get you a decent coat if it doesn't ease off.
There's nought wrong with one I've got, thank you very much. I've told you, everything I've got will see me out all right. You don't want to go wasting your money now, do you?
It's a bloody donkey jacket, Dad. When it gets wet, it takes days to dry. You'll catch your death. I'll get you a decent one like my Gore-Tex. It's like water off a duck's back.
I'm trying to get through to you. Bloody Gore-Tex. Not bit of waste of money, if you ask me.
Steady, Dad. Let me help you.
You'll fall for out, you will. Mallory and Scott didn't have Gore-Tex jackets when they set up Everest, did they? No, they went out in bloody tweed jackets and a shirt and tie.
I know they did, Dad. But they didn't bloody well come back in them, did they? Yeah, there's nothing like a quiet pint, is there, Dad?
I thought I'd taught you better than that, son. You should never back down.
People get fussy about where they sit in their local. It wasn't a big deal. There were plenty of other places to sit. You were just being stubborn, that's all.
You shouldn't let people dictate to you like that. We could have easily sorted that little shite out. Not for a snotty-nosed kid anyway.
I don't know if you noticed, Dad, but you're sitting in a wheelchair riddled with cancer.
Have you ever thought of becoming one of them Macmillan nurses?
Look, Dad.
No, you're a natural. I'll get Eva to put a word in for you. Hours are a bit rough, but I've heard money's not bad.
Leave it, Dad, will you?
All I'm saying is, once you're back down, you've had it.
For God's sake.
I just thought I'd taught you better. That's all. I mean, we can't show us faces in there again now, can we?
Dad.
Not that we'd want to. But it's principle that matters.
Jesus Christ almighty, just give it a rest, will you?
It'll just have to be a quiet night in with some warm beers then. Hey, there's an old chess set in one of them cupboards. If it's got oak pieces, we could have a game. Working versus middle class challenge. What do you say?
Whatever.
Check.
I thought you said you hadn't played since the army.
Well, you're playing like you've never played before in your leading life.
It's been a while. It's not easy finding someone to play. Kids are obsessed with bloody computer games and Sheila's always exhausted by the time they're in bed.
Sheila plays chess?
Yes. She's quite a good player when she's in the mood. Oh, you've got me here, Dad.
I once tried to teach your mother, you know, to make a change from staring at bleeding telly every night.
What happened?
We bought a record player.
Ah, she were amazing though, weren't she?
Aye, she were, Philip. And you know, it might sound bloody daft, but I miss her more since I've been ill. I know these bloody feminists go on about it, but she enjoyed looking after me. She would have been marvellous to have around at a time like this with her sense of humour. Would have been so matter-of-fact about it. Like she were when she were ill. I don't know why, but it would just have been easier if she was still around. She would have helped me cope.
She would have been a rock.
It's all changed now, though, hasn't it? I won't put up with what you men put up with these days. Coming home from work and having to cook for yourselves. Doing your own ironing and all that.
Sheila's busy with the kids. It's a full-time job. I won't swap with her for the world. She's going back to work herself when Josh starts school. Anyway, you soon learned to look after yourself, didn't you?
I don't know what I would have done without our Kath, though, that's for sure.
Do you ever consider trying to meet someone else?
Nah. No other woman could have replaced your mother.
That's not what I said, though, is it? No one would have blamed you for starting another relationship. You were only 55, weren't you? I mean, it's not just the housekeeping, is it?
Oh, I get it. You mean sex.
Well, you must have got the urge now and again. It's only natural, isn't it?
What is it with this generation, eh? You think you've got a bloody monopoly on it, don't you? Must have got the urge now and again. I'll have you know that I did all right in that department after your mother died, thank you very much.
Yeah? Well, you kept that quiet.
I had to. She were married.
Never! You dark horse, you.
Best few years of my life in that department. No disrespect, love, but you were never that keen, were you?
Dad! Did I know her?
Yes, but I'm not telling you.
Come on, I won't tell anyone.
No, I can't. It's a question of honour. I've got to protect Lass's dignity.
Oh, come on, Dad, you can't leave it like that.
Sorry, you can torture me, but I won't tell you. Okay. But you must never mention it to Nobde. Least of all our calf.
Promise.
Brenda Fletcher.
Jesus, Dad, you were my dinner lady at school.
Small world.
Unbelievable.
You certainly were.
God, I don't think I could ever face rhubarb and custard again.
What are you getting at? There were notes sorted about it. Like you said, I'm only human. Anyway, we respected each other and your mother too. We didn't go at it straight away. It just sort of developed. She used to come round to check on me. She was good to me. Very generous.
It sounds like it. How long did it go on for?
About 3 years. Till her old man began to suspect somewhat and made her stay in. He threatened to throw her out if she didn't. It was a bit embarrassing when he used to come round moaning about her and telling me how he suspected she was playing away. I mean, we used to go fishing with him at one stage. He used to fetch bait.
I don't know. And here's me worried about you being lonely every night.
It weren't all beer and skittles on estate, you know.
You old dark horse.
There's a lot you don't know about me, son.
I know, Dad. I know. Yes, that is tax deductible, but the savings you'll make are relatively small.
Philip!
Yes, I'll be back at my desk on Tuesday, but in the meantime, my advice would be to postpone any decision regarding any major investment.
Philip! Get your horse out here!
Would you excuse me a moment, Mr. Roberts? I'll ring you back in 5 minutes.
Philip!
Jesus, Dad, what now? If you don't mind, Dad, I was in the middle of an important... Jesus, what's going on?
Looks like a boat jam to me.
Pull her up to the side, I'll see what's going on. What's going on?
Lock's jammed. Looks to me like one of its cocks has sheared. Been waiting for someone from the waterways to come out and see to it since yesterday morning. Last we heard would be Monday at the earliest.
Monday?
Aye. Apparently it doesn't work weekends. Something to do with the union.
Christ, I'm on a tight schedule here.
Me too. If I don't get the salary by tomorrow afternoon, I won't be able to cash my pension.
What's going on?
Lock's jammed.
Jammed? But we've got to get through this one. It's only way to Tattersall Bridge from here.
Look, Dad, it... Oh, shit, Mr. Roberts. Dad, we could be stuck here for days. Those things are years old. Christ knows where they get the parts from. I've got to take you back, Dad. We've got to turn back. It's over.
No, son. We've only just got going. I haven't hit that tent yet, or had me pint at Royal. I've got to feel pull on line and excitement of wondering how big it is as it breaks surface.
You're running out of medication fast, Dad. We won't make it to the Royal. You've got about 5 days left, if that. It's a 4-day round trip from here. You might well make it there, but you'll be in agony and you'll never make it back. It would be crazy. Irresponsible of me to try, Dad.
So, we could stay right where we are. Just fish from here. I know it's not royal, but it's better than going back. There might even be a tench or two round here.
Dad, 2 or 3 more boats and we'll be trapped here until Monday at best.
So let's go back a mile or two and fish from...
Dad! If we don't turn back soon, you'll die on this boat.
Well, where the bloody hell do you think I was going to die? In a prison of an hospital, Eva Brown checking her watch because she needs bed for some other poor bastard to die in. I'm not going back, Philip. It's a one-way ticket for me. I thought you'd realise that. I'll just have to cut down, that's all.
Dad, you're in a lot of pain and I just don't know if I can...
What?
I don't know if I can cope, Dad. You said yourself I'm no Macmillan nurse.
Give over with you. What do you mean you don't know if you can cope? I've not been that bad now, have I?
You know what I mean, Dad. Being here with you at the end, watching you...
You can cope, Philip. I need you to cope, son. I need you to. You know what this is, don't you? It's point of no return. Every classic adventure has a point of no return, and this is ours. There has to be a point when things start getting a bit airy and uncertain. A point when you can't just give in and piss off home to your favourite armchair and worn-out carpet slippers. I mean, that's what makes an adventure, isn't it, for Christ's sake?
What about Kath?
What about her?
I'm sure she'd want to be there. Aren't you being a bit selfish?
Selfish? Oh, excuse me. Am I being all selfish? I'll tell you what. Why don't we hire a local community centre? And you and our Kath can sell tickets so old sodding estate can come and watch me peg it. I imagine you two all want to reserve front row seats.
Dad.
No. Thinking about it, it's not a bad idea. We could have a raffle, book a singer, might even make a few bob. Cover funeral expenses.
You know what I mean, Dad. I'm an accountant, for Christ's sake. I'm just not cut out for this.
So much for my one last stand there.
I'm sorry, Dad. Things change. I can't just sit around here waiting indefinitely. I've got Sheila and the kids to think about. I've got a responsible job. I've got people relying on me and...
And I've got cancer, Philip. I'm dying, for Christ's sake.
I know, Dad, but it's not my fault. None of this is my fault. I'm sorry if I've let you down.
You get used to it, son.
What exactly is that supposed to mean?
You'll be all right, though, won't you? I mean, you must have got enough points in bank by now.
What the hell are you talking about?
Well, come on, son. Let's face it. This weren't for me now, were it?
Well, who the hell was it for then, you ungrateful old sod? Jesus, if you knew what I'd been through for this little boat trip of yours.
This ain't a boat trip, Philip. It's a guilt trip. Your guilt trip. So you can look back on that shower of shitter of family in eye when you're sticking me in ground. Them bastards we haven't seen since we buried your mother. Still, you've got to impress them now, haven't you? Don't want them talking behind your back now, do we? Weren't it nice for our Philip to take his father on that trip? Smashing lad he is. He's an accountant, you know. Done ever so well for himself.
Dad, you're upset. I understand that.
Well, a week on a silly little boat ain't going to make up for 20 years of neglect now, is it? 20 years of never calling. Never been invited to yours. Just occasional crap Father's Day card with a pair of teddy bears playing darts on it. Well, I've got news for you, son. I bloody hate darts. You didn't even have decency to write on bloody things yourself, did you? I know Sheila's handwriting when I see it.
Well, you won't be getting any more now, so you'll be all right, won't you?
If I'd known at start you were going to bottle it at first hurdle, I wouldn't have come, but no. I thought for once the Ponzi sod's done something right. Aunt let me down. I don't know why I expected any different, Philip, because that's all you've ever done.
Don't do this, Dad. Not now, we don't have the time.
I used to think you weren't mine, or that there must have been some sort of mix-up at hospital, and me and your mother had brought wrong baby home, because we had nothing, nothing in common. She once caught me looking at your birth certificate.
Well, just what should I have done, eh? What could I have done to please you? Join the army and box for my battalion, being a real man, eh? worked shifts in a factory making shite that nobody wanted. Would you have had more respect for me then, eh? Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, Dad, but I would have gone stark raving mad.
You're a snob, Philip. We weren't good enough for you, were we? It were all right, your mother crying with pride while you're poncing round town in your cap and gown and fancy piece of paper. But you didn't call her for a month afterwards, did you?
Well, at least she came. You couldn't stand to see me getting away, could you, eh? You couldn't stand to see me do well because it served to underline what a failure you were, didn't it?
Steady, son. You're starting to sound like one of us.
Rotting away in your armchair, bitter and twisted because life has passed you by and you'd had the best years half a century ago.
Life didn't pass me by, Philip. You did.
I'll ring boat company and get them to pick the boat up from here. Sort out a hire car for the morning.
Did I disappoint you? Or leave a bad taste in your mouth? You act like you never had love, and you want me to go without. Well, it's too late tonight to drag the past out into the light. We're one, but we're not the same. We get to carry each other, carry each other.
I'll have to get a taxi into Lincoln to pick up the car. Will you be all right?
I need a favour. If I could, I'd go for a walk along the path. One last look at water before I go back. Could you take chair out and help me in? I'll be okay from there.
Push if you want. Pretend I'm not there.
Have you come here for forgiveness? Have you come to raise the dead? Have you come here to play Jesus to the lepers in your head? Did I ask too much, more than a lot? You gave me nothing now, it's all I got. We're one, but we're not the same. Well, we hurt each other, and we're doing it again. You say love is a temple, love the higher law. Love is a temple, love the higher law. You ask me to enter, but then you make me crawl. And I can't be holding on to what you've got when all you've got is hurt. One love, one blood, one life. You've got to do what you should. One life with each other, sister.
You sure you don't want me to push you?
Stop fussing. Fetch car.
Dad.
All that bloody rain. Gravel sticking to tyres. It's all over me hands.
Here, let me push you for a bit.
Bloody typical.
What?
We could have gone on after all.
What do you mean?
That boat coming up behind there, that green one.
What about it?
It's from St. Higher Place as ours, isn't it?
And?
For Christ's sake, Philip, what did the teacher at that university?
You lost me, Dad.
We're stuck on this side at Lock wanting to go on. They're stuck on that side wanting to get back. The Higher Company own both boats.
We swap boats.
Ali bloody Luyah.
But what's to stop us?
It's too late, Philip. We can't unsay what we said last night.
John, hi. John, can I ring you back in a few minutes? We could try, Dad. Meet each other halfway. See how it goes, what do you say?
We're about working that. What the hell are you doing? Are you mad? For Christ's sake, you'll get bleeding sack.
Do you know any good unions?
How much will it cost you?
Oh, forget it, Dad. Life's too short.
You can say that again.
Let's go fishing, Dad.
Mm. Maureen.
Dad?
With your mother.
It's okay, Dad. You've been dreaming.
She were holding her arms out for me, but she just faded away.
Lie back down, Dad, here. Let me tuck you back in.
It's close, son. The end. It won't be long now.
I know, Dad. I know. How'd you cope, Dad, knowing you're going to die?
We're all going to die, son. It's just that I happen to know that for me it's going to be sooner rather than later.
But don't you get frightened? Angry, even?
When I were in Korea, there were nights when I never thought I'd see home again. Nights when we had 20,000 shells dropped on us. I couldn't imagine ever having another pint with your granddad. 19, Philip. Not for a snotty kid. Shitting his head in some trench halfway across world. I made a deal with God. I weren't greedy. Just asked him to get me back home safe. So I could get my job back. Go drinking with my granddad. Meet your mother. And have a couple of kids. Simple. When you think you're going to die at 19, when you've done sod all apart from a couple of knee tremblers behind Pally on a Saturday night, that's fear, Philip. So anyways, he answers me prayers, and I get another 55 years out at Toad Bugger. Met your mother, had you and our calf, went drinking with me dad. I've always seen them years as a bonus, so I shouldn't complain now, should I? Not when I knew kids who didn't make it home.
Yeah, I suppose not, Dad.
Last night, Philip, what I said?
Leave it, Dad. It's okay.
What about your phone? You sure you won't get into any trouble?
Nah, I'll just say I dropped it in the water or something. It's a big firm. I won't miss one mobile.
So what do accountants actually do?
Oh, you know, mess about with figures, really. Makes people's money work for them. Get the best out of it. It's boring, really. You must have heard the joke about John Major, the only man in history to run away from the circus to join a firm of accountants.
So why did you want to do it?
I didn't. I hate being an accountant. It's the money, I suppose. Gives you the kind of freedom and standard of living you get used to. Like not having to live in a house that's damp and made of tissue paper. Not having to clean dog muck off a kid's shoes every time they come home from school. Going abroad a couple of times a year. Being able to buy a decent car that's safe and doesn't break down every bank holiday Monday just as you're setting off for the coast.
Ouch.
It's not that what I had as a kid wasn't good enough. It's just that what I've got now is, I don't know, just easier. When I want something, I can have it. When something breaks, we make a few calls and it's sorted. Everything's just a little less complicated than it was when I was a kid. I suppose that's why I do a job I'm not particularly fond of.
I've never earned a decent wage in my life.
You could have, though, couldn't you?
Could I?
I remember you telling me as a kid. You had the chance to go off and be a singer with your own backing band. Do the clubs, holiday camps, cruises. You said yourself you could have earned a lot more money than you did as a steel worker. Would have been a damn sight easier to earn as well, but you didn't take it, did you? You stayed put.
Aye. Because if I had, then I wouldn't have seen you lot at all, would I?
So you put us first and spent 16 hours a day in a steel mill, up to your neck in dirt and sweat for the best part of 40 years.
Something in common then, eh, son? Both hating us jobs and having to compromise.
Only I did it for the money and you did it for us. I couldn't have done it, Dad. I'm too selfish. You made a massive sacrifice. It took courage to do that. As much as any adventurer climbing Everest or whatever.
Aye, me and millions others. I could have been a contender, Charlie.
Let's get some sleep, eh? We'll be at the Royal tomorrow afternoon. Nothing's going to stop us now.
Well?
I can see the sign. It's called the Royal, but I just can't... Yes, it says King Snails above it.
Yes!
Are you on a swift one first?
Nah, it's bad luck. We all must fish first. I can wait. You'll want a size 14 for tench, and try some of this. Jesus, you daft sod. When I said save some sweet corn, I meant before you put mayonnaise on it.
Sorry. I just thought the fish around here were a bit more cosmopolitan.
Hold your rod up. Hold it up.
Christ, whatever this is, it's big.
It's a tench. I don't believe it. You've caught a bleeding tench.
We're not jealous now, are we?
Get out of it. Of course I'm not. Good on you, son. Anyhow, there's plenty of time left for me to catch one. Interrogate it. Find out where its friends are before you net it.
Tell me, where are your comrades? Get camera then, Dad.
I can't bloody use that thing.
I told you, Dad. Two buttons, red and green. Red on and off. When it's on, green to film, red to stop, then red again for off. It's dead easy. That's why I bought it, so you could document trip.
Nah, I'll let you be documentary maker. I've got fish to catch. Oh, sod this for a game of cricket. I'll settle for a pint. Come on, let's call it a day.
Dad, here you float, you got a bite.
Pass me the landing net. I've forgotten how good this feels. A decent fish on line. Another tench. A beauty. Get yours and scales. Smallest gets beer in.
They both look about the same to me, Dad.
Well? Well? Who's won?
Ladies and gentlemen, by no more than 2 ounces, the winner is Frank Barden.
Yes, yes, the old sod's still got it.
Pass me video camera.
Aye, then I do believe it's your round. Do they not sell wine in here, son?
I thought I'd try a pint.
Steady on, son. You'll be thrown out at official fen pushers and dirt dodgers trade union if you're not careful. Are your subs up to date?
Shut up and get it down, you.
We come a long way for that pint, didn't we, son?
We certainly did. Same again?
It's okay, son. There's no rush. Drink yours first. Who'd have thought it, eh? A tench and a pint of Kingston's. Thanks, son.
I don't mind, Dad, really. I can get a taxi there and back in no time.
Nah, you're all right, son. I don't think a courier'd sit well on top of Kingston's anyway.
You got to eat, Dad. And we've nothing in. What about fish and chips, eh? Now there's an idea.
Aye, why not? Fish and chips. Round off day nicely, that will. Here, I'll get them.
Steady on, Dad. Are you sure about this?
Yeah, me wallet. You might as well take it. I can't take it with me now, can I? It's got pictures of your mother and you and our cat as kids. I'd like you to have it. There's about 100 quid in it. Put it towards trip.
I don't want your money for the trip, Dad. It's fine.
Well, get chips then and get rest at kids.
Thanks, Dad.
That's £9.42, please. Hey, this just dropped out of your wallet.
Euthanasia. Matter of dignity. Oh, no.
I wish they'd give me a bottle of them smarties they gave me. I'd be no trouble to nobody then. I've been storing tablets for the ultimate rainy day towards the end. I spit one out now and again when I can stamp pain. It gives me a sense of being in control. You might as well take it. I can't take it with me now, can I?
No, Dad!
Hey! Chips.
See you get older every year. You don't change. I don't notice you changing. I think about it every day, but only for a little while, and then a feeling.
Dad. Oh, Dad, no. I love you, Dad. I love you.
Set a course that I don't know.
hope this thing's working. Otherwise, I'm spending my last few minutes talking to myself. Where can I start? Thanks for putting up with me, son. I'm sorry if I were a sod at times. But I were a self-centred so-and-so before I got cancer, remember? Do yourself a favour and don't go spending so much time at work. Make sure you make time for Sheila and kids. And don't end up having to rely on photos in your wallet to remember what they look like, for Christ's sake. What good's a wallet full of money if your own kids don't even know you, eh? Kids don't need money. They need time. I'd like you to have me fishing tackle, so you and boys can go fishing together. Pass on what I taught you. There's a couple of hundred apiece in bank for them. That Kath knows where it book is, don't you, love? It's with funeral stuff. And Kath, get your bloody horse off that settee and find yourself another fella. It's not natural for a woman your age to be on her own. You have bloody neighbours talking. You deserve better, kid. A lot better. Oh, and by the way, when our Philip shows you that video at fish we caught today, small one's mine. I saw you swap 'em, son. Didn't have a heart to say so, and anyway, it saved me the first round of drinks. I really appreciated this trip, Philip. It meant a lot to me. Give me back some dignity. I love you both. And God forgive me for not saying so enough. Now look after yourselves and be there for one another. I love you all so much and I'm proud of you.
Hey, there's some red wine on the side. I got it special.
No thanks, Kath. I'll stick to beer today if you don't mind.
Dad will be pleased to see you with a beer. So, you promise the police are off your back now they've seen Dad's video?
Yes, love. Even with the lens cap on for half of it. I went in this morning with my solicitor and it's fine. Oh, it's a bloody good job he worked out how to switch the thing on or I'd have been on a sticky wicket for sure. Hello, Brenda.
I hope you don't mind me coming. I wasn't sure if I ought to have or not. I just felt the urge to pay my last respects.
It's okay, Brenda. It's very nice of you to come. You're very welcome here. Can I get you anything?
No, thanks, love. Can I nip to the ladies' room, Kath?
Of course, love. Top of the stairs, on the right.
It's a good turnout for the old sod.
Yeah. But fancy our old dinner lady coming. She looks so upset at the service. I mean, it's very kind of her to come. I just never realised she was so fond of Dad. What? Tell me it was after Mum. Oh my God, the dirty old sod.
I just hope she's not here to make a claim on his fishing tackle.
I doubt it was his fishing tackle she was after. Still, he was only human, I suppose.
Yeah, he was.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're
Fishing
really
was written for the radio by Paul Kenny.
I've got you.
It starred David Reed as Philip Barton, Chris Bellamy as Frank Barton, Kerry Marriott as Cass, Lynn Rishworth as Sheila, Wendy Davis as the Doctor, Sangeeta Pathadev as Nurse Bentley, Nick Card as the man on the canal, Jason Turner as the man in the chip shop, and Becky Virgo as Brenda.
I'd sacrifice anything.
Fishing was produced, edited, and directed by Peter Beeston. This has been a Cornucopia Radio production. copyright 2009. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin.